Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. The eternal gifts of Christ the King, the apostles' glory let us sing, and all with hearts of gladness raise, do hymns of thankful love and praise. Their faith in Christ the Lord prevailed, their hope a light that never failed, their love a blaze o'er pathways trod, to lead them to our loving God. In them the Abba's glory shone, in them the will of God's own Son, in them exalts the Holy Ghost, through them rejoice the heavenly host. O great Redeemer, hear our cry, that you would join to them on high, your servants who this grace implore, forever and forevermore. Amen. No one has any more love or charity than willingness to die for a neighbor, laying down one's own life. I trust in God even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe, even when I cry out, there is no one I can trust. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name. I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones suffer and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. No one has any more love or charity than willingness to die for a neighbor, laying down one's own life.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Through Christ the cornerstone, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news. their message resounds with hope for all. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God.
You called Thomas to follow you and sent him to proclaim the good news of your love to the people of ancient Persia and India. Call us to bring this same message of hope to all humankind. You understood the questioning and doubting of Thomas and invited him to touch your hands and your heart. Call us to journey through our doubting and fear to deeper faith in your love and a living sense of your presence. You calmed the waves so that your disciples would be saved from drowning. Calm the storms created by our own selfishness and greed, and the tempests that catch us off guard. You strengthened Thomas to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of wisdom and compassion, you called Thomas to bring the gospel to the people of the East and to witness to your truth and love with his life. Lead us to wisdom through his teaching and example, that we may share your compassion with the whole world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo et Spes Nostra Salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.